You're listening to the Daily Batuta News Wrap, live on Desert Rock FM.
Hello, my name's Wendell Hussey, and you're listening to the Batuta Advocate's Daily News Bulletin. We're coming to you live from the Budgie Smuggler bedroom on the back of another big day in news. But before we get into it, make sure to subscribe to the Daily News Bulletin feed if you haven't done so already, as we'll be off the main Batuta Advocate podcast after this week. Alright, kicking off first up with some national news today, and man who made career talking about shit no one can verify says don't take accusations as gospel. Speaking to the only journalist who wouldn't ask him a hard question, the man who has spent 61 years of his life urging people to believe in something far more unrealistic than the prospect of pedophilia in the Catholic Church said, guilt by accusation was not a sign of a fair civilization, and described Victoria Police's decision to pursue charges against him as extraordinary. He also hit out at the ABC, which he said was partly financed by Catholic taxes, which doesn't really make sense considering the church pays no tax, but there you go. Moving along to other national news, and the Nationals have today demanded an inquiry after waters in the Darling River somehow reached the Murray. This comes after rain that fell in northwest and western New South Wales as well as Queensland earlier this year has made it all the way to Victoria for the first time in over 2 years. Now, while that has brought a feeling of optimism at a time when it's needed most for people who live along the river's bank, those who control the river from the comfort of an air-conditioned office much closer to the sea say it's nothing short of an embarrassment. That's why leader of the Nationals Michael McCormack has urgently called for an inquiry into how the atrocity was allowed to happen. The Liberals have yet to respond to the calls and aren't expected to do so for quite a while given everything else that's going on. Heading further south for our next story, and the sale and consumption of pangolins has been banned at Melbourne's notorious Piran Wet Markets. The Piran Wet Markets in Melbourne's leafy Park Cricket District has been ordered by Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews to stop the sale and consumption of pangolins immediately after the animal was determined to be the root cause of the COVID-19 crisis. Premier Andrews said this morning,
"It is clearer now more than ever that we Victorians must stop eating pangolins. While they are delicious, they have also proven to be deadly. Over 100,000 people have died from this virus. Imagine a dead person sitting in every seat of the MCG. Oh wait, I don't have to. You just have to tune into any Demons home game to see that. Nah, seriously though, sorry to all the pangolin butchers out there, but it just can't happen anymore."
Back home in town now, and a local woman has revealed to the Advocate that she's finally coming to terms with the fact that her crush probably isn't too busy to respond to her right now. The Batuta Heights local allegedly texted her crush out of sheer boredom yesterday, which then resulted in her angrily throwing her phone across the room in disgust before waiting for roughly an hour to acknowledge that he might not be that interested. She then decided to draft a couple of messages to that floppy-haired acoustic guitar playing fuckwit before deciding against it and re-downloading one of the online dating apps she recently deleted. So fingers crossed she finds true love there. Wrapping up with sports news now, and the NRL has asked the New South Wales government today, "Oi, you doing anything with that cruise ship?" The calls came after Rugby League Chairman Peter Vlandis had the brainwave of isolating all of the NRL players on that Ruby Princess ship that's idling in New South Wales waters. After considering relocating all the players to Moreton Island and then moving on to the idea of a Western Sydney bubble, Vlandis then reportedly decided to inquire about using the cruise ship to get the NRL off the ground by May 28. It's not yet known what the government will say, but given that Vlandis is the boss of Racing New South Wales as well, he's probably a fair chance of getting his way. So we'll try and keep you across that one as it unfolds. But for now, that's all from the Batuta Advocate News Bulletin. Don't forget to subscribe to the new feed if you haven't done so already, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Goodbye.